My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there. Happy Friday. Some would call it Fantasy Friday. We've never really exactly branded it officially, but...
Check, please.
So, I assume you're not in tomorrow's draft?
You assume correctly.
Okay, because it did fill.
And believe me, I didn't know, you did not divulge to me that this was a golf outing, a fantasy outing in the close of a golf outing. I didn't realize that until I asked you about, hey, you want to do the old thing we used to do when we'd drive to Rochester for training camp, is you're on Grand Island, I'm in North Buffalo, silly for one of us to go to the other, let's just meet at the 90 at transit and leave a car and we'll drive. And you said, well, I got to be there at X time or whatever, there's a fantasy drive. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Adam Krautwurst and Jared Smola? They don't mean anything to you. That didn't sound an alarm?
No, I just figured that maybe they'd want to just golf. I don't know, like a normal person. I don't know.
I didn't realize. I think they do want to play golf.
It's not going to matter to me. We're not driving together. I don't know how long the draft would take.
So
I don't need that much time to warm up.
There isn't really anything to worry about. The draft is at 10. Tee time's 11:30.
All right.
There might be a slight overlap. The draft might bleed into like the first hole. We've been saying we think we might be on the tee figuring out which kicker we want.
All right.
But nothing more
serious. I'm happy to help.
I don't think we're warming up.
I have no... Well, I...
You're warming up.
I'm going to dominate you guys then.
Well, that's... I already assumed that.
I am planning to get there in time to have
a
hearty warm-up.
Good.
I very rarely get that.
Range and putting green.
Yeah.
Right there for you. Adam is providing it.
All right.
And then you jump in the cart with him and get to know him. Finally, you're going to meet.
Yeah, I'm excited.
First time ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I am excited. And it's a new place, so a new experience. And you and I don't get to do social things that often
together
anyway.
No, it's been 10 days.
So, but that was the first thing in feels like quite some time. So anyway, I'm excited.
Good.
I'm very excited about that. It's like the highlight. It's one of many highlights of the holiday weekend for me. That's what I'm going to go with.
Really?
I'm going to go with many highlights. I have many highlights.
You have a big weekend.
I have a big weekend.
Interesting.
Yes. I've got this
Labor Day?
I've got this golf outing. Saturday, that's Saturday. Sunday, with the holiday Monday, my friends Uncle Ben's Remedy are playing at the legendary Zoar Valley Tavern in the afternoon. And we have been meaning to get to that. I don't know. They've had it scheduled other years, and like stuff has come up, and they had to cancel at the last minute. But I'm hoping it all goes off. We're planning to go out for that, and then Monday we're taping another episode of the now highly acclaimed. No, that's not right. Some people have seen our golf show, Buffalo Lynx Golf, which I've been tweeting about. We're taping another episode. We got another one that just dropped yesterday with Melissa Holmes and her 12-year-old son, who is really good at golf. So good that we played a scramble instead of like playing in a match because we figured we'd all get killed by this 12-year-old kid. Because we started a golf show, but we're not very good golfers. But he is, Elliot Skirsten.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's it. I got big, important, fun stuff every day.
Wow.
And tonight, even dinner with the mighty John Gale.
Wow.
It's all happening.
When are you going to find time to get those last-minute division winner parlays in? You going to have time for that? I mean, it starts Wednesday.
There's Wednesday night after the show. Seems like a reasonable time to do it.
I have 16
of them. Yeah, I've still just got the two.
10 with family members six of my own, all like 10 bucks, maybe even less. I think they're all 10 bucks. And I've been, I don't know, we'll talk to Sam a little bit. Maybe this isn't even worthy of asking him, but I wonder what like the cash out algorithm looks like, you know, like just sort of whenever it changes, I think to myself, well, what changed? Like what mm-hmm. caused that?
Right.
But I've been waiting for one. So they're all $10 bets. I've been waiting for just one of them for some reason. It's not going to happen. It doesn't even make logical sense. One of them for some reason to offer me a plus money cash out. We're like $10 and 8 cents.
Right. It's never going to happen. I'm no, an 8 leg thing. Yeah.
Nothing really that.
Yeah.
I mean, what would have to happen for a team that we might have picked in one of these to shoot up that list? What, every other team's quarterback gets hurt in that division?
Right. If you have one with the Steelers, which would have been a healthy price.
I do.
I think I might have one with you. You got one with, it sounds like maybe every team.
Almost.
But if something happened to Lamar Jackson and to Joe Burrow, I don't know that you get the plus money, but you might be able to just even get your money out, which I you know, without losing anything.
Yes.
Which I don't think, I haven't looked at mine in ages because my app freezes every time I go in there. I don't know why. Anyway, I think you'd need something catastrophic that would, you know, change the Steelers' odds dramatically.
Right. Like, you'd have to have a few things happen, and I'm not expecting anybody to go north of $10 on a $10 bet, right. But I just sort of wish when I look at it. I found a Pittsburgh one. Ready?
Sure.
All right, I'll go west to east. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Denver.
All right.
Is that insane so far?
No.
No.
No, it's not insane.
Pittsburgh's defending champion. Denver's defending champion.
Indianapolis was one of the best teams in the league for 9 games last year.
All right, Dallas.
Okay, love Dallas.
Minnesota.
Not insane.
Not insane, but now we're getting really thin here. Tampa.
It's a very tough division, but still, if Murray hits, they could be good.
Tampa is probably the favorite in the NFC South. And the Rams.
Right. Yeah, that's not that nutty.
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Denver, Dallas, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, L.A.
$10 pays $68,000.
$182,014.05.
Wow.
Right? This is why we run all those laps. This is why we lift all those weights.
That is tasty.
$10. This is a group one. So right. I would only get 10% of that.
Okay.
You'll still never see me again, but, you know, you'll never see Joey again, I bet. He takes another 10% of that before taxes. $10 pays $182,014.05. I don't know how we break up that 5 cents among 10 people. So what's the cash out? $4.39. They're not even offering me half of what that cost. What? Why not? What happened? Here's another one. This is even better. I'm saying all this. I know that I'm not going to make money on the cash out.
Right.
I'm not even looking. It's a group effort. Like, I'm not even, quote, effort. I'm not even looking to do it. I just kind of want to see it. 8 teams. Miami. Okay, well, that's how that starts.
Yeah, right.
Miami, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. 3 favorites and the Dolphins. Washington, Chicago, Tampa, L.A. $10.
It's got to be like $400,000.
More. Half a million. $528,843.07.
The reason I said that is because I don't look. It's not something I check in on a lot, and I have not been super active at all. I'm very, very, very hit and miss on the gambling apps lately. I'm sure that'll change once football gets rolling. But I open it up like, oh, what's this one that I have here? What? That's big. New England, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Denver.
Love it.
Okay.
I mean New England, but anyway.
Washington. Green Bay, Carolina,
defending champ,
and San Francisco. That is 10 to pay $472,000.
Who's your biggest problem? I'm not even sure.
I don't know. Carolina feels the hardest for me to see, but the division is full of teams that I think, no matter who, you said Tampa's the favorite, but I don't know, how good are they? You know, they're 9 or 10 wins probably.
Right.
So if the whole division is kind of like that, which is what happened last year when Carolina won it, okay, you know, maybe I'm okay there. Washington, I don't love, but you know, who knows? They were really good 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I like anything I have right now, any action I have right now on Dallas or Washington. I can't really get to the Giants, but I like the other two.
Yeah,
it's just a bet against the Eagles.
The Giants either.
And if the Eagles aren't great, then somebody else wins it. And why couldn't it be either of those teams?
Yep.
So I like that. But I'm not taking the 88 cents being offered on this Miami one.
I'm getting six.
I'm going to say a hard no on that.
Yeah, I got $1.15 on the 472 grand one.
What is going on there?
Yeah, I have another one that is way more modest.
Josh Allen and Drake May went to a PR event tonight and just like banged into each other. Somebody's coming around the corner. Other guy doesn't see him. They bang into each other. They both go down. They both have like
serious concussions.
Then do we get at least halfway there on Miami?
I don't know.
I mean, perish the thought. But maybe. Do we? Anyway.
But I have the same sort of thing. Another eight legger, and it's you know, the sketchiest pick in that is probably New Orleans.
I like that.
But somebody's got to win that. The others
are
all.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it's Bills, Bengals, Jacksonville, Denver.
Very reasonable.
Eagles, Lions,
ugh.
Saints, Seahawks.
Like six favorites.
Right.
Basically.
That's $10 to win 38 grand.
Cheap.
Right. The cash out on that is
$689. I just on principle, I might want to cash out for this 88 cents and then tell everybody in my family, all nine other people, that they have 8.8 cents coming.
Right. Would be so happy at your Labor Day cookout.
I might even just float the other 0.02 cents or whatever it is. Give them nine cents each. I got to find some pennies. They don't make them anymore. Give them 9 cents. Guys, I decided Miami wasn't going to make it. So we're out on this one. Here's a little. So you feel better about it all. Here's a little bit of money. 9 cents.
Speaking of pennies, did you see the bag of penny wrappers that was out in the bistro area, the kitchen area?
No.
Last Friday.
Why was there a bag?
I don't know. But last Friday, it wasn't there when I walked in. And then at some point during the show, you were off. I walked out there. And it was a bag that was propped up on that table that looked like it could be, you know, Cheez-Its, chips, pretzel, some sort of snack, candy, immediately, you know, if you work in an office where, you know, the common area, if there's like food up for grabs, like there's a certain look to it from a distance, you're like, oh, look at that. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that. Penny wrappers. It was a bag of like 100 penny coin wrappers.
Yeah.
Like, what is that doing here? And why is it posing as Doritos? This is not okay. I got excited for a moment. I thought I was going to eat a whole bag of Doritos. I'm like, I'll have a Dorito on my way by. No.
Maybe it's a bag of little bags of chips. Like the fun size.
Right. Yeah. Great. Even better. But no, it was penny. It was. Penny
Are wrappers. Those collectibles?
I don't know.
Penny wrappers?
It's gone. Somebody took it. I think, or disposed of it. I don't know, but it's not out there anymore. Hmm. Anyway, sorry, a little sidebar on coins for you.
Now, this one cash out option of mine just flashed. But
what?
I'm not sure it changed. It just flashed. It just went away, and then it came back.
Oh. Well,
this is one for you.
They're trying to get your attention. They want you to take that 8 cents.
I think I think I have their attention.
They're worried about you.
Right now.
They don't want you to win that bet.
I mean, we're on serious now. I think they're listening to us, and we're trying to hash this out, and they might be making changes as they hear us talk about this, because we're very influential. This one, I would like your support on this one.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Love Cincinnati.
New England.
Okay.
LA Chargers.
Not crazy.
I'm going to skip one for the moment. Philadelphia. Chicago. Carolina, San Francisco. It's very similar to the one you talked about.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
I knew it was going to be Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
When you skipped one, I knew it was
going to be Tennessee. Could it happen? I mean, realistically, could Tennessee, is that still a division like it was when Houston got there the first time where anybody could win?
I think Jacksonville and Houston have elevated.
I thought you were a Robert Saleh guy.
I think he'll do a good job. I like Daboll with my boy Cam Ward.
Oh.
Wow. I think Jacksonville and Houston, the idea of the AFC South being so weak that one of those teams could get the one seed. I mean, it could still happen. I think both Houston and Jacksonville are level of contender enough to, you know, perhaps get, I mean, Jacksonville won 13 games last year. So
Houston won 12.
Right. So either one of those teams could do it. But the fact that you've got two, it's a little like, it's very much like the Bills in New England now to me. I think it's too strong. I think it'd be too hard for Tennessee to find their way. Because like, to me, if they were going to do it, they need to do it like Carolina did it last year. You know, 8-9, 9-8, something like that. Everybody's down. And I think Houston and Jacksonville, if maybe they're only one of those there that look like a 12 or 13 win team, then I think I could get to Tennessee sooner.
Okay.
Because only one team needs to like have something go off the rails, and then maybe you got to look at it. But I think the two of them make it hard for me to see.
Here's my one that pays the least. $22,000 for $10. I think this is also a group one.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, Houston, Kansas City, mm-hmm. Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, L.A. Well, is it so impossible that one of these couldn't actually make it? I know they're... I know the math to an extent anyway, right. But really, like, these are such sucker bets, but man.
I love doing them every year. I really do.
It's the best.
I love doing them every year.
Are they all doomed?
I don't think I'm going to pour.
Does somebody win?
I don't think I'm going to pour. Probably, yeah.
What last year would have been insane if you got that last year, because every AFC division turned over. So... defending champions last year were Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore, or Kansas City. None of them won.
Right.
New England, Denver, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. I mean, it's tough to talk about in hindsight because we saw it happen, but
right.
Would that have seemed insane? New England was not insane to me. They were going to be good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of team I like for these, is that I don't think they were slept on, but okay, well... the Bills don't have to, by law, win the division every single year. They won 5 in a row. New England, Denver, any slippage from Kansas City. It's Sean Payton, right? I mean, maybe. And then Pittsburgh, because they're always right there.
Right.
And Jacksonville, it could have been anybody. Like, that's...
mm-hmm.
They did have to beat a 12-5 Houston team. But still, like, that doesn't seem insane. Philadelphia would have been the favorite. Then... Chicago, Carolina, Seattle. Seattle was nobody's choice.
No.
They probably were 5-1 at least in the NFC West with the Rams and Niners there. Nobody was on them.
I thought their line wouldn't be able to protect Darnold and that he was going to just start throwing the ball like up for grabs.
Chicago was conceivable.
Yeah, with the new coach and Williams promising all the talent that he seems to possess. Yeah.
And Carolina, that could have been anybody.
Right. That division is
Seattle was the one
of those teams.
Seattle was the one last year that
yep.
would have made it the toughest to win these. I'd love to win. I just want to get close enough so that I can, like, you get 3 games away and you have, say you have some combination last year, but it's not Seattle, it's the Rams. They would have been the favorite. You have something like that, and then you can hedge it. You can move in on Seattle or some, right. you know, in some kind of situation like that where you're going to win something, even if you don't win the huge payout, the $500,000 and 5 cents.
Right.
I might need one of those penny rollers for the 5 cents.
The 5 cents, yeah. Right.
Exciting. How do you feel about Detroit as the Bills' first home opponent? Does it reach you on some sort of level, like historically or anything other than, like, it's a good game.
It is a good game. The last time these two teams met, it was a great game. I'm not here to say like game of the year or anything, but it was, you know,
pretty good.
Another 40, you know, both teams were in the 40s. So wild game. Those are pretty rare in the NFL. It's rare to get two teams in the 30s in the NFL, let alone the 40s. So, but no, historical, no. you know, I think it's daunting for sure. You know, the whole schedule is really tough, but the beginning of it, they really better be buttoned up. Because that's a serious situation there. I think they're probably, every team is, thinking that is a contender, is going to want to hit the ground running and go hard. But they had such a bad year last year that, they could just come out really firing to me, Detroit. Like, they could be a team that gets off to a really hot start in the league this year, I think.
They start with the Saints.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Before they come here.
Yeah.
I think it's at New Orleans. No, it's home. They host the Saints in week one. And then at the Bills, then the Jets and Panthers, and the Cardinals. Wow. Look at Detroit. Detroit's not – they're going to maybe say no to 4-1.
Maybe.
Would you say yes to 3-2? At Houston, Detroit, Chargers, Patriots, at the Rams. Would you take 3-2?
I feel like I almost have to. It's such a tough – like 4-1.
Great.
There, it would be a tremendous job.
Everybody would take 4-1.
Yeah, right. So 3-2, I think I would. I think it is. There are other hard games on the schedule, but that block of five to start, to me, I think. I'm gonna look again at the middle part here. KC, Miami, Green Bay, Chicago, Denver. That's five games starting right around Thanksgiving, running almost right up to Christmas Day. They play in Denver.
It literally is Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, that is also a brutal five-game stretch. So I was thinking, 3-2, fine, it softens up, and there's not another stretch like that. But I don't know, maybe those two stretches of the season get me 3-2 in both of them. I'm 6-4 in my hardest games. And, let me find my way to five more out of the other bunch.
You have two blocks of Dolphins and Jets, one in the middle, one at the end. And then the other three are consecutive: Raiders, Ravens, Vikings.
Right, that Jet-Dolphin block sandwiches that five-week stretch from Thanksgiving to Christmas that we just talked about. They play the Jets in Miami. Then
they're the bread.
Then the Chiefs, Patriots, Packers, Bears, Broncos, and then Miami and New York again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sam Paniatovic, Fox Chicago, coming up next. We'll also talk to Jim Coventry. He's a friend of mine from RotoWire. RotoWire is going to be represented on our show Fridays throughout the football season, although I don't know that Jim has ever been on with us. He's excited. So am I.
Okay, good.
Gord Stellick. Also, next hour, we're on SiriusXM, channel 175, or on the SiriusXM app. Gord is with the NHL channel on Sirius, and he's a well-known name around hockey for decades now. Leafs GM for a minute.
That's right.
As a young guy, might have been one of the youngest GMs ever in history of sports. Right?
Yeah. I think
would he know if we ask him?
Would he know if he was the youngest GM in the history of the league? I don't know.
He should. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back with Sammy P after this on WGR.